they come into work every day. They have a ton of energy, and that's what makes it fun for a receiver. It's kind of a fun little challenge to just kind of learn again a new guy, what he likes, and kind of show that to him too, what we like as receivers, and just try to get on the same page.
What kind of competition do you design here? Because it looks like you guys try to compete all the time to get the most out of it. How do you compete in the off season during days like this?
Trying to beat that number one defense. It couldn't ask for a better situation for us as offensive guys to go against the number one defense every day in practice. And the corners and safeties and nickels we have on this team, they make it tough on us, but that's what makes us better.
And they talk a little bit to you.
They do. I think we do probably more talking, Diggs and I, but we have fun with it. You know, this game, it's a kid's game. You got to have fun and be serious at the same time.
And what did you learn about Kirk by going down there to spend some time with him in Atlanta?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was just learning his personality. Obviously we did get some stuff on the field, learning what he likes, learning how he likes certain routes ran, because every quarterback's a little different with that. But I think the biggest thing was just learning his personality, how fun he is to be around, and just kind of his humor and things like that. So it was really good to get a jump on that.
Have you ever seen a quarterback fist pumping for completing a pass in practice like that?
I think the big thing for him is when you kind of emphasize something and you finally get it done, and you finally get on the same page with the quarterback receiver, it's kind of exciting. I mean, that's why we do this. That's why we come to OTAs. That's why it's exciting when you put in a new offense, because when you finally execute something that you've been working so hard on, it's just exciting.
How beneficial was that time in Atlanta with him? And is it paying off now that you can tell?
You know, it's hard to just, figure that out. Yeah. If it's paying off or not. I know that it doesn't hurt. I think something like that is just a jump start to a long journey of getting on the same page. It's not, I think people, they underestimate how much time, how much effort, and how much repetition it takes to get on the same page with a quarterback.